Snow, jag var assembled here in Shridam Vrindavan in this month of Kartik. So this way, if we don't respect our Guru Varga on their appearance and disappearance days, then how will their kripa, mercy, blessings, remnants be had? How can it be had? If we don't glorify the Vaishnavas, then we are great misers. What kind of misers? Be like flies. No, flies are always sitting. He's taking everything from this world for his own enjoyment. But he cannot glorify their qualities. As soon as he listens to someone praise him, then he becomes very happy. But if one cannot glorify the associates of Bhagavan, then how can one possibly have his mind fixed as the Lord is sweet as Shri Krishna? Once the Dutas, they asked Yam Maharaj, who is a sinner? Who should we catch? We cannot understand. Because they went to Ajamila, but the Vishnu Dutas appeared and they chased these three Yam Dutas away, saying, don't touch him. So, no, whom should we catch? Is there anyone? Then Yam Maharaj, he said, Dharmaraj, those whose tongue doesn't glorify Bhagavan and his bhaktas, catch that person who, as a person whose mind doesn't never remembers Bhagavan or his bhaktas, catch him. And then, if one hasn't even bowed his head once in front of the lotus feet of Bhagavan, then catch him, bring him here, he should be punished. And that person who glorifies Bhagavan, who does Leela Kirtan on the bhaktas, how are they? Then, to be free, if one cannot be free from this material disease, vasakti, moha, life after life, then, as soon as they start listening to the glorification of Bhagavan's bhaktas, then Bhagavan will come running to them. All the tirthas will stay there. Therefore, if any auspicious tithi like this appears, actually every day of your life you should glorify the bhaktas. Let me see, Advaita Acharya, he told Mahaprabhu, today is my Guru Maharaj's tithi. So, I'm inviting you, please come. He also invited Nityananda Prabhu, all the bhaktas. And when Mahaprabhu came, what did he say? He didn't say thousands, he saw lakhs of bhaktas who were going to their competency. They bought flowers, garlands, chandan, fruits, sandalwood paste. They also bought the sand of the Ganga. And so Mahaprabhu is on Shantipur, everyone's homes full of sweets, new clothes. And for the Brahmanas, Santas, so many asanas had been laid out. On this the most auspicious tithi of Madhavendra Puri, just see Advaita Acharya is worshipping. Then Mahaprabhu, he said, one who remembers Sri Guru's lotus feet and distributes the glories of Sri Guru, the Vaishnava Bhaktas, there is no greater donor than him. Because they have no knowledge of this world. They will observe their own birthday. But do they observe the appearance day of the Bhaktas? The Avirbhav Tithi of Sri Bhagavan should be observed with so much happiness. In the same way, when the Mahabhagat appear in this world, the Avirbhav Tirobhav is also more glorious than the Tithi of Bhagavan himself. If you want to obtain their mercy and also the mercy of Sri Bhagavan, then you should surely do Kirtan and listen to their glories. Or else listen from others, we cannot glorify. Remember them. Param Upakara. that is most beneficial for the conditioned souls. So when I was in Mathura, 1977, then in 1977 there, with a car arrived from Vrindavan to Mathura, because they used to call Gurudev time to time to come to Vrindavan, and he'd go in the morning, return in the evening. He had a very intimate relationship with Swami Maharaj, speak many things. So today the car came, and then Gurudev, he took 3-4 of us to Vrindavan. Swami Maharaj also said, no one should touch my body. Narayan Maharaj will come and he'll give me samadhi. And whatever final rites are to be done, he'll do it. So Swami Maharaj, in the last part of this day, he was here. First, he was staying up. If you go to the Prabhupada house, his room was on the first floor. And then he moved down. There was a nice garden, nice flowers and fruits. So we used to come there with Gurudev and we used to see how Sai Maharaj used to talk with Gurudev. And this way, whole night Kirtan took place. In the morning, the Shobha Yatra, this procession was taken out. Where Sai Maharaj, after he left, his body was taken to all 7 temples, where everyone would come and offer arati. Then his abhishek was performed in the water of the Yamuna. New cloth was given and asan was made. Boga was offered. We've seen by our own eyes how the associate of Bhagwan is worshipped and respected. Once Bhaktaraksha Sridhar Goswami Maharaj was staying in Navadvip, and because he was the godbrother of Swami Maharaj Sridhar Maharaj, I had a very intimate friendship. So this way, Sridhar Maharaj, he said, oh Maharaj, you have been empowered by Sri Nityananda Prabhu. Therefore you are a Shaktavesha Avatar. You have given Nityananda to everyone. This eternal happiness, not the happiness of liberation, material enjoyment. No, you gave them Nityananda, Pramananda. You made everyone's hearts full of such bliss. It was a matter of great good fortune that a godbrother like you is also coming to see me, and you're inviting me to your temple. I could not be Nityananda Prabhu, but meeting a Mahabhagavat associate like you, now even my life has become successful. Because when Swami Maharaj was staying in Calcutta, then all the associates of Prabhupada Sasi Thakur would especially go to the temple of Shashidhar Maharaj. Because Shashidhar Maharaj, he had a very close relationship with Swami Maharaj, his family. So one day, Swami Maharaj, he said, oh, now how can I even address you as my godbrother? You're the intimate seva of Sri Bhagwan. You engage everyone in his service. Now it is my matter of great good fortune that when will that day come that I can also engage myself in Bhagwan seva along with you? Because the humility of a Vaishnava is his ornament. Because Sridhar Maharaj was also a very intimate associate of Prabhupada. He was a sannyas disciple. Very intimate. Also he was an associate of Sri Bhagwan. He was also very respected in the Gaudiya Math. Prabhupada gave this name Bhakti Rakshak, the protector of this path of pure devotion. Souls like him are rarely found in this world. So at that time, Sai Maharaj, he said, see, I don't know Bhavad Kripa, Guru Kripa, Vaishnav Kripa, but I know one thing. Uddharanda Thakur, he was a great recipient of Nityananda Prabhu's mercy. Uddharanda Thakur was a gold merchant. He was very prominent. Nityananda Prabhu would preach. First he engaged Uddharanda Thakur in his service, in this Saptagram. And Harudanand Thakur served Nityananda Prabhu. He invited all the associates of the Lord, invited all the devotees. Then he made Nityananda sit on a golden throne and he performed his abhishek. And then he covered him with gold, silver, jewels, because he was a gold merchant. So why? Because in Dwapar Yuga, when Baladev Prabhu came, Baladev Prabhu, he would carry a plow and a club. So when he went to Dwarka with Krishna, Krishna used to respect Baladev so much, worship him, because he was his elder brother. This time when Mahaprabhu took sannyas, he told Nityananda Prabhu, "Now there's no need to stay with me, go preaching." Said, "Why have you come here? To deliver the entire world, to give Bhagavad Prem to everyone. I'm a sannyasi, I'm Parivajak. See, I will preach alone." Before Mahaprabhu went alone to South India, he came here to Western India. And then he said, "Nityananda Prabhu preaching." And Nityananda Prabhu said, "I will go. But I need Dwadesh Gopal, Chashati Manta, Ashta Kaviraj, the Sat Goswamis. They should be with me." He said, "Alright, you didn't accept anyone. You went alone preaching. I'll go preaching with all of them." So Udharandat Thakur's place of bhajan is Shripat, is in Adi Saptagram. So Udharandat Thakur, he was always an associate, a worshipper of Radha and Krishna. So he met Nityananda Prabhu. How did Nityananda Prabhu bring him? In Panihati, Nityananda Prabhu, Govinda Ghosh, Vasu Ghosh, Madhav Ghosh, and all the Kirtaniyas of Mahaprabhu for 3 months, day and night, they do Kirtan there in Panihati. No eating, no sleeping, nothing. Because this Kirtan Rasa, the relation is Kirtan Rasa, and the sound of this Kirtan was reaching Golok Vrindavan, and all the Kirtaniyas came. Because Kirtan has so much Shakti, that as long as Kirtan is not done, then, especially in Kali Yuga, the only means of deliverance is the chanting of Sri Hari's names. And in the Bhagavad Sukadeva Goswami has said that although Kali Yuga is an ocean of faults, there is one good quality. What is that? That by doing Krishna Kirtan, all the associates of Bhagavan, they will all descend there in that place. If Ganatham Thakur would do Kirtan, Panchtattva appeared. And Krishna appeared with his associates of Raja. Everyone appeared. Similarly, when Prabhupada Sri Thakur started his Nama, Shatakoti Nama Yagya, the sacrifice of chanting 1 crore names, that a Mahaprabhu associate appeared with all his associates and gave darshan to Prabhupada. So wherever Kirtan goes on, that is Dham, that is Tirtha, everything is present in that place where Kirtan is going on. Without Kirtan, the place is like a cemetery, like a graveyard, like hell. Sukadeva Goswami himself is saying, "Not me." He told this to Parikshit Maharaj. He said, wherever Bhagavan is not glorified, that place is a place of darkness. It's a place of Kali. And all forms of sadness are present in that place. Therefore, Nityananda Prabhu, he saw. Then Kali Maharaj, he has one good quality. What is that? If anyone does Krishna Kirtan, then he does not go to that person. Then he respects that person. He worships that person. Helps him in all ways. Kali Maharaj says, "I have nothing giving worthwhile." Parikshit Maharaj, he gave me 4 places to recite. Places where gambling, illicit association with women, meat eating, and gold resides. I stay in that place. And he also gave me 1 more place to stay. Where is that? You see, especially gold, he also gave me this place. So Dhananda Thakur, he said that this gold that Kali Maharaj gave to Parikshit Maharaj, I offer to you. Because I am a gold merchant. Because normally it is saying that merchants, they speak lies. They're not careful. They're not, you see. They say Krishna has made piety and he's also made sin. So if I'm pious, then it is Krishna's way. If I'm impious, that is also Krishna's desire. Everything is his piety, impiety, everything is his desire. So this way, Uddhavan Thakur, he said, alright, I'll engage all five things in the service of Krishna. Therefore, he offered this goal to Nityananda Prabhu. And Nityananda Prabhu, he started doing this kirtan. Mahaprabhu kirtana nitya gita. So this way, this way, Krishna kirtan should never stop. So Nityananda Prabhu started kirtan. And there are so many devotees, millions of them. They're all doing kirtan. Some are doing kirtan on the trees, in the water, on the roof. So even children would do kirtan. That even children would remove trees and they'd throw these trees away. Like Hanuman. And they'd also be dancing, singing for 10 hours, 12 hours. Be absorbed in bhav. So Nityananda Prabhu, he manifested himself. So Sai Maharaj, he appeared in this dynasty of Uddharanda Thakur. Whatever mercy I have is the mercy of Uddharanda Thakur. So when he met Prabhupada Sri Thakur, there, so from his childhood, he saw Radha Govind. His parents were Vaishnavas, Vaishnavi. He take all the small children and he do this Ratyatra. He make a small chariot, pull the chariot on the streets. And he say, when I grow big, I'll make such a big chariot, I'll celebrate this Ratyatra festival all over the world. His father would say, at least become educated then. He said, what is the harm in being big or small? Everyone is Bhagwan Sevak. And one who doesn't do Bhagwan Sevak, he's small. So I'll take Jagannath, I'll go everywhere. So first at least become a little mature. So at least read the Gita. Then he started reading the Gita. Then all the Sanskrit shlokas of Gita, he translated into Bengali. Called Kitar Gan. It's very childhood hero. So when his father told him, read the Gita, he said, alright, I've read the Gita. I've also translated them in Bengali prose. So all the verses of the Gita, he translated into Bengali. And then he started teaching all the other students. So they're all sing the Gita. Then he would do the Mahamantra Kirtan. So when Prabhupada would start his preaching in Calcutta, so once Prabhupada's associates reached his house during Janmashtami, that we have Janmashtami in Kolkata Bazaar, Nultadingi Junction, please come. Then you can give us some bhiksha also. We celebrate Janmashtami in our house also. You come to our house. We will celebrate Janmashtami here. He said, alright, all of you householders, we are renunciants. We've left everything. We're surrendered to Bhagawan. So Bhagawan, especially, he has mamta for them. See, householders, they're engaged in household affairs. Tyagis are engaged in their respective services. And father said, alright, here, you can take something. You can come here for prasad. We'll observe Nandotsav here. My son's birthday is on Nandotsav. Because Nandotsav is also Krishna's festival, also my son's festival. So all of you come. And some disciples, they said, alright, we'll come tomorrow. The son came, some prasad from the temple. The Shri Kirtan was also going on there. And then, they spoke so many of Prabhupada's glories. Glories of Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, everyone. At that time, Swami Maharaji, his name before was Abhay Charande. He said, all right, I'll come to your temple one day. Now I'm studying in this college, I'll come. So when he came to meet Prabhupada at that time, Prabhupada, he asked him, he said, where do you study? So the best, the British, they made a very nice college in Calcutta. I study in that college. So this way he spoke with Prabhupada. Prabhupada, he told him, whatever I'm speaking, you understand or not? He said, alright, I'll tell you tomorrow. And whatever lecture Prabhupada has spoken, he translated into English and he gave to Prabhupada. And Prabhupada read what he had written. He said, at the time, Pranamananda Brahmachari, Bhakti Pranam Puri Maharaj, he was in charge of the press. He said, give this article Pranamananda. He'll publish it. Because at the time there was Dainik Nadia Prakash, which is published every day. And every 15 days, monthly, fortnightly, this way there'd be many spiritual journals published all over India. Bhagavat in Hindi, Paramarthi in Odisha, Kirtaniya in Assamese, Marathi, Telugu, English, The Harmonist, Gaudiya and Bengali. So all these different journals would be published. Prabhupada knew 18 languages. Sir, your English is very good. No, you do one thing. No, you should preach. Whatever you've heard. So then Prabhupada gave Harinam Diksha. At that time, Guru, he taught his disciples. He teaches his disciples how to serve Sri Bhagavan. That one takes mantra from Sri Guru. He has no relationship with Sri Guru, doesn't serve him, doesn't accept any instructions from him. No, Diksha doesn't take place in one day. Just by going to school, one doesn't become a student. You see, even a primary student is a student. One is doing MA, PhD is also a student. And you see, one has to go, even a PhD student has to go to college, school for 20, 25 years. So, if you have received mantras, you also need siksha. So you need Diksha Guru and also a siksha guru. So, this way, Abhay Babu, he had so much love for his god brothers. Every day, it wouldn't be possible to listen to Harikatha, so he'd read these magazines. Prabhupada, he said, so Sai Maharaj, he opened this factory. So when would he have the time? When did he have the time? To chant, to listen to Harikatha, to Archan. So he asked Prabhupada this question. And Prabhupada said, mind is superior to the body. If you cannot do everything by the body, you can do by the mind. You can engage in this Manzi Seva. This Manzi Seva is very exalted. You can drag the body, but can you drag your mind? If you engage your mind first, in the service of Sri Guru Bhagavan, then the mind will be decorated. No other ill influence will act on your mind. Maya will not be able to exercise her influence on your mind. So engage in this Manzi Seva of Sri Guru. So after many years, Sai Maharaj, when he was in Vrindavan, he used to speak all these things to his disciples. He said, listen, since from that day when I heard these instructions of Prabhupada, since that day I'd be worshipping all the Vaishnavas, offer Chandan to them, offer garlands to them, offer Boga to Bhagavan. Because Mahaprabhu, he said, he told Raghunath Das Goswami, engage in this Mansi Seva. Be humble and always chant Krishna's name. Always engage in this Mansi Seva. So Prabhupada, he gives instruction. Prabhupada, he said, oh, listen, this message of Mahaprabhu should go beyond Bharat. beyond India, in all the different countries also. The time during this time of Diksha, Prabhupada gave this title Bhaktivedanta. Now that he became Bhaktivedanta after being a sannyasi, you know, he gave this title Bhaktivedanta from before. This way, as soon as he received the order from Sri Guru, but how would he follow this order? You have to do sadhana. So, say he did sadhana for so many years. For 50 years, he did. He would go to all his godbrothers would come to see him in Allahabad. Prabhupada came, Bhakti Pragyan Kesha Maharaj, Tara Sridhar Maharaj, Bhakti Keva Lord Lohi Maharaj. And when the temple was started, then in Allahabad, he had an ashram. They would all come there. He would respect his godbrothers, serve them, listen to their Harikatha, speak Harikatha to each other. And from before, he would always write articles for the magazine. And Bhakti Pragyan Kesha Maharaj started Devananda Gaudiya Math. After Prabhupada disappeared, he also started this Gaudiya Patrika. At the time, Swami Maharaj also started his magazine, Back to Godhead. He'd also write in Bengali for Gaudiya Patrika. He was also the editor of this Gaudiya Patrika. So, when Bhakti Pragyan Kesha Goswami Maharaj started this Gaudiya Dhan Samiti, at the time, he started with four devotees, Abhay Charan Aravind, Narayan Chakravarti. They were both of them were householders, and then Srila Vaman Goswami Maharaj and Kesha Maharaj, four of them started this Gaudiya Dhan Samiti in Calcutta, in Boshpada Lane. There, Prachar started preaching. And then Swami Maharaj came to Mathura. There, he rented a room in Vishram Ghat. At that time, it was 6 rupees a month. At the time, he used to supply some medicine also. He was especially very proficient. He was an expert in this field of medicine. So here he came with an agency to distribute this medicine. And he told the brahmacharis in the temple, he said, you also distribute this medicine. I'll give you 40% of this medicine which has been sold. So Param Gurudev, he told the brahmacharis, there's no need for him to sell medicine. Bring him here to the temple. He sold enough medicine. Now he'll stay in the temple. He'll speak Harikatha. He'll do kirtan and he'll preach. No, there's no need for him to do anything else. And the brahmacharis went to Vishram Ghat. They took all his clothes, all his things, and they gave him a room there in Mathura. And they said, now do kirtan here now. No need to sell medicine anymore. Just speak Harikatha here. And he started staying there in Mathura. At the time, he had a godbrother, Sanatan Prabhu. He was 92 years old. He told, oh godbrother, now both of us will take sannyas together. I said, if we take sannyas in our old age, who will give us warm water? In winter, who will wash our clothes? Who will cook for us of a boga? Because we are old now. So just two bhajans staying in the temple. Then Param Gurudev, he said, no, godbrother, this is Prabhupada's desire. You have to follow this order of Prabhupada. Oh, we have to leave everything aside, take sannyas and preach. Who will I preach here in this old age? He said, no, you have to. Everyone started requesting. That time, Keshachi Gaudiya Math, he was given sannyas. Sanatan Prabhu, he became Bhaktivedanta Muni Maharaj. He became Bhakti Swamiji. By Charanaravinda Prabhu, he became Bhaktivedanta Sai Maharaj. And after sannyas, Param Gurudev said, no, you have to go preaching. That I was scared of this. That after taking sannyas, you will not stay in the temple. You have to go preaching. So first he went to Agra, spoke in many religious assemblies, Dharma Sabha. He speaks so nicely. Everyone would be attracted. All the residents of Agra were shook by his speech. Sadar Bazar, Belan Ganj, to speak Harikatha everywhere. People from all over would come to listen. He went for 3 days, but he stayed, ended up staying for 1 month in Agra. Then he went to Gwalior, Bhind, then he went to Jhansi. Then there, the Queen of Jhansi, she arranged for a nice place there for this temple. So we just stay here, do Katha Kirtan, we listen, and you just preach. Then he saw there's a Radhakrishna temple. So then he also manifested deity of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Stayed for so much time in Jhansi, but he didn't have any disciple. And he asked for some sevaks from the temple. But you see, the sevaks now, they're Kali Yugi sevaks. They want all kinds of facilities. They need AC. And they need like 2-3 sevaks. The sevaks of Kali Yuga. No, it should be. Because if you don't serve the sevak, then how can you be Sri Guru? First the Guru, first he'll serve the sevak nicely. Then the sevak will say, yes, you're worthy of being called Sadguru, or else you're not Guru. Therefore, Param Gurudev, he gave like 2-3 sevaks. But will they listen? So then the sevaks would do whatever they wanted to. They'd not go to Kirtan, they'd be sleeping. Sometimes they wouldn't do archan, sometimes no puja. This is very strange. Swami Maharaj said, what kind of sevaks are they? In my old age also, I'm so active and just see how they are. The youngsters still are so lazy. Then they left from there, the sevaks. And Swami Maharaj was thinking, oh, what can I do alone? Then he went to Delhi. Then he went to Bombay. Spoke Harikatha there, did Kirtan there. And then he came straight to Vrindavan. Said, no, let me just do bhajan here. Published books. Came to Vrindavan. Then he wrote his commentaries, translations of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavat. Before Radha Damodar, now you see it's so crowded. Before there was nothing there, Radha Damodar. There was a jungle there. There was only a forest there. Pujari would come at 10 in the morning, just ring the bell and leave, offer something and leave. No one would come. Swami Maharaj himself, he took 2 rooms there in Radha Damodar, like 6 rupees a month. Gurudev would come from Mathura. Sometimes Gurudev would bring some wheat flour. Swami Maharaj would knead the wheat flour. And no, he had a stove. This stove, was very unique. Just put some coal underneath, burn the coal, and then put some water over rice, put 3 pots on each, one above another. Put 3-4 pots one above another, and then you put some coal underneath, and light it on fire, and then if you put 3-4 pots one above another, then everything would be cooked simultaneously. And when cooking would be done, it offer Boga, Radha Mother, and Narada Mahaprasad. Chaitanya was completed, Bhagavad Gita was completed, and even he had finished the translation of Bhagavatam until the 10th canto. Then Gurudev used to come to see him time to time. And Rupa Goswami was so happy with him. Rupa Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Kaviraj Goswami, all their samadhis are there. Radha Damodar, they became so happy with him. Now that Chaitanya Charitamrita is finished, now the CC is finished by Kaviraj Goswami. Then Narottam Srinivas Shaman Prabhu, on the order of Jiva Goswami, they went preaching everywhere, all over India. But how could the message of Mahaprabhu go to the western countries? So then Swami Maharaj did sadhan so many years, and the Guru Varga became so happy with him, they instructed him, now you go preaching. Like Jiva Goswami, he instructed Narottam Srinivas Shamanan, now go and preach. Because without being empowered, preaching cannot be done. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said that Nam Sankirtan is Yugdharma of Kali Yuga. And without being empowered by Krishna Shakti, this Nam cannot be propagated. If this Krishna Shakti is not instilled in one, he cannot propagate the holy name. So Krishna Shakti is of the utmost necessity. And who is this Krishna Shakti? Srimati Radhika sir. Without her mercy, how can you preach Krishna? No one will listen. You see, even if you do kirtan also, who will listen? Like, sometimes they'll be fighting, sometimes someone will come, no, kirtan will not take place. So therefore, when he came to Vrindavan, then Jiva Goswami, the associate of Srimati Radhika, Kaviraj Goswami, who is Kasturi Manjari, who is Vilas Manjari, Rup Manjari, they became so happy with him. And oh no, he's doing his translations on Chaitanya Charitamrita. And then he published his Bhagavad Gita as it is. No one can publish like presented this edition of the Gita like how he did. After he finished under the 10th canto of the Bhagavad, then this order was given. But now you must go preaching. And to Bombay, and anyhow, he arranged for this ticket to go to the West. And then he sat in this park in New York City, took a pair of kartals, and he started doing kirtan. There were many hippies who were very wild. So they would also sit with Swamiji when he do kirtan. They would also, they didn't have any musical instruments, so what would they do? They would take empty pots and they would bang these empty pots. And anyhow, they do kirtan with him. So once Janmashtami appeared, a time Swami Maharaj, he was staying in a very humble place. So then with his own hand, he painted one picture of Krishna on the wall. And then all the other hippies, the homeless people, they also surrounded Swamiji and started doing kirtan. Then there was one person going in a car. Then he saw Swami Maharaj. Then he said, oh, then today's Janmashtami. This person said, I've left India and forgotten my culture now. Now in the first time, after many years, I'm hearing that Janmashtami is being observed in the West. Then Abhishek was done, Bhoga was offered, Prasad was distributed. And then the next day was his birthday, Nandotsav. Then the person, he said, Swamiji, you're from India. Why are you staying in this place? I'll take you to a better place. Then gradually so many followers started collecting one after another and preaching started this way. And then, by the desire of Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur, Apru had said, Prithvitya Jyoti Jyotan Nagaraji Gram Sarvat Pachara Ivo Mornam. So my Mahaprabhu's desire, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's desire, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is mentioned in his Vani Vaibhav, that the dharma that is followed in India. You see, if one follows dharma in India, then after 100 years, preaching will start in the West. So now exactly 100 years have been finished of practicing dharma in India. So then this dharma also went to the West. You see now the World Sankirtan Festival is being held all over India. It's called the World Kirtan Festival. Festival of the Holy Name is being celebrated all over the West. So they didn't know how to play mridangas, how to play kartals. Sometimes Gurudev would receive some news. Oh, please send a mridanga to me, some kartals, Mathura Peda, please send some sevaks. Gurudev said, no one wants to go to the West. And he said, you come. How can I leave my Guru Seva and come there? So he sent kartals, mridangas. They didn't know how to play the mridanga. But Swami Maharaj, he knew how to play the mridanga. Since his childhood, he knew how to do kirtan, playing mridanga, kartals, harmonium. He knew everything. He even taught his disciples how to cook. He fed them himself and he taught them how to cook. He'd make halwa and then he'd boil some channa. And anyhow, he'd make nice puris, feed them. No one had eaten such delicious food. Because the best, what do they eat? They eat bread. Bread, they eat non-veg, they drink wine. What do they know what Mahaprasad is like? When an associate of Bhagavan himself is feeding them, then you can imagine how delectable Mahaprasad is. Then he came once. Was on Swami Maharaj when he returned to India, he came to see Srila Param Gurudev in Devananda Gaudiya Math. So then someone asked, Maharaj, how did you make disciples when Kesha Maharaj is still present in this world? When your sannyas guru is present in this world, he is giving diksha. So why are you giving diksha? Then Swami Maharaj said, if the father marries his son, and he tells his son, don't beget any children, then why did the son marry in the first place? No, marriage is meant for children. It's meant to conceive children. So now that one has taken sannyas, he'll start preaching. He'll also make disciples. So then everyone became silent then. Then Swami Maharaj, he told Param Gurudev, can I make a nice mat here in Navadvip? He said, no, not in Navadvip. Why? Go to Mayapur. Because if you make a temple in Navadvip, then who will respect Yogpit in Mayapur? Prabhupada's place. They'll say, Navadvip is everything, not Mayapur. He said, make a nice temple there in Mayapur. Then he went to Mayapur, he bought some land. At the time I was 12 or 13 when this land was bought in 1968-69. So then I heard, oh, there free education is given, free prasad is given to everyone. Swami Maharaj would give Gita, speak on the Gita every Sunday. And if anyone would recite some slokas of the Gita, they'd receive rewards. So I was a child then. So then we would all go there to Mayapur. And we'd receive halwa in the evening, gulab jamun, kichdi, puri. This new temple was being built. There was a nice garden there. Swami Maharaj, he had his bhajan kutir there, this cottage. Where as soon as you enter the temple, this Mayapur Chandrodaya temple, you can have darshan. So this way we were all children. So if we'll go wherever we see some love. We are from the village. We never seen such love, such beautiful prasad before. There I saw in Iskan they make palak paneer also. We never heard of palak paneer, tomato sauce. They'd give us tomato sauce. This, because there were so many tomatoes in Bengal, but who would make us this? Who would make tomato soup for us? Palak paneer, shahi paneer, who would make all these things? Puri is made from ghee. Dammalu, who would make all these things for us? Kheer. That feed us so nicely in the festival. At the time, Swami Maharaj's time, there were no coupons. At the time, they would say, oh, you see, don't go to these Westerners. Then they'll kidnap you and take you to the West. Don't go see them. But anyhow, we'd go without telling anyone. Why we had this mamata for him? So after some time, Swami Maharaj returned to the West. Then I started going to the Gaudiya Math. But the Gaudiya Math is very humble. You see, the Gaudiya Math didn't have so much opulence, like the Iskan temple. But then anyhow, there was love there also. See, the Gaudiya Math would also, the devotees there would speak Harikatha. So you see, a child will only go to that place where he's loved. So I started going to the Gaudiya Math then. And Swami Maharaj, he returned to the West to preach. And then, started building this temple in Mayapur. In Hyderabad, you see, one person gave 700 acres of land. He also had a desire to build a temple in Bombay. In Bombay, he had to face so many inconveniences, and anyhow, this temple was built. And then in 1975, he made this temple in Vrindavan. All the Gosais of Vrindavan came, they all came for the inauguration of this festival. And when they spoke, they said, today we are very fortunate that the glories of Vraj are being preached all over the world. Many preached, they said, I'm Bhagwan, but Swami Maharaj, he said, Mahabhagavat Vaishnav, very humble. He never was never proud. He respected all of them. He gave a basket full of fruits, sweets, clothes to all the different temples in Braj. He gave them so much they could not even carry so many things with them. They also glorified Swamiji. और किशोर शास्त्री, वनमाली दास शास्त्री, अगोरेश्वर दास शास्त्री और राधा रमन टेम्पल, रामदास शास्त्री फ्रॉम कालियादहर, ऑल दीज बिग आचार्यस केम. So now we see the three prakostas, the three chambers, Gaurinitai, Radha Shyam Sundar, Lalita Vishakha and Krishna Balaram. And you see Samadhi was given by Gurudev to Swamiji there, in the middle of a Tulsi garden. Then they made the museum, then they made many shops there. Swami Maharaj would walk there, stroll for some time. And there was a nice park there, he'd speak Harikatha. So today is Tirubhavtithi. So then, from 11 o'clock, all the Brahmins will come from Vrindavan. These Brahmins will do from 11 to 12, they'll have their recital, the Brahmins. And then in the evening, the disciples of Sai Maharaj, like Sajjan Maharaj, Bhagavat Maharaj, Padmanabh Maharaj, Shoti Maharaj, they will all come in the evening. Because I cannot sit in the afternoon. I have a lot of seva to do. So the Pandit Brahmin boys of Braj will come at 11 in the afternoon. So they should be respected. And the Vani of our Guru Varga should enter everyone's ears. Everyone should receive this ras and be satisfied with their lives. Or else, if life is dry, then they see like there's this river Falgu. Doesn't have any water. But you see the Ganga is always flowing with water. Yamuna is always flowing with water. Similarly, this Bhagavatvani should always be heard by us. They should enter our hearts, these words of our Guru Varga. Then the Atma will be very happy. Or else the Atma will never be happy by any other thing. So now we'll, in the evening, these disciples of Swami Maharaj will come. They'll continue speaking Harikatha of their Guru Maharaj. And then they say, we'll offer the Shraddha Pushpanjali. Now we'll stop now. To go Parikrama. Also a lot of Seva. Nanderi Haribol.